This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 6 days until Election Day 2020 in the United States, Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a 4-year term in the White House. As the coronavirus makes a deadly comeback across nearly the entire U.S., President Trump blames the news media for trying to incite fear, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cases are rising in every state except Hawaii. 34 states are seeing more deaths. The president still insists the country's rounding the corner, but says you wouldn't know that from watching the news.
COVID.
In Florida.
COVID, he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage.
Former President Obama mocking his successor, whose administration, he says, screwed up the pandemic response. The president insists a week from today, right after the election, the media will say the pandemic is all better. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday, Turkey vowed to take, quote, legal and diplomatic actions over a cartoon in the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo mocking Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish presidency said in a statement, quote, we assure our people that necessary legal and diplomatic actions will be taken against the cartoon, end quote. Minutes later, the Ankara prosecutor's office launched an investigation into the publication. The front page caricature of Wednesday's edition of Charlie Hebdo sparked fury in Turkey, a mostly Muslim country with increasingly tense relations with France. Kabul police say a bomb attack in the Afghan capital killed at least 3 civilians and injured 14 others Tuesday. This is VOA News.